You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
The Mind Aware, 546.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantrapassword.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. Great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so here's what happened. We had somebody post in the Facebook group, and they asked a question that kind of led to a bigger discussion. So, first of all, if you're not in our Facebook group yet, get over there, danawild.com/Facebook group. You'll see the post, and here's what somebody wrote. I just watched your webinar replay, and I'm amazed at the price. She's talking about a program that I've got that's out called 52 Weeks of Abundance. Very good program. You can check it out right now if you like at danawild.com/52weeks. And so here's what she says. The reason I'm hesitant to sign up for the 52 Weeks of Abundance is because my huge blockage is that I don't know what to do. I can't seem to find my passion. I'm part of a couple of businesses, working full-time, going to school part-time. Even that, the school, I'm not sure about. I enrolled in classes or at least feel like I'm doing something towards something, but I can't help but wonder if this would be for a person like me. How can I benefit from the program? Okay, so even though this question is about 52 Weeks from Abundance, which is a fantastic program, you basically get a short video from me every week giving you a different exercise for letting in abundance. The core of this question really has to do with what's my passion and how am I going to make money? How am I going to make money? So I know what I'm going to say to you is going to sound really counterintuitive, and so I want to lay a foundation for the answer to this question. You know, because you've probably been listening for a while, or maybe you just stumbled across this, but very early in my message, very core in the message, I talk about the reticular activating system part of the brain. And for me, this was a game changer, learning about this part of the brain. Understanding that there is a part of our brain that is designed to act like a little matchmaker that lives in our head. It sits at attention all day, every day, sifting through the mucky muck. Whatever we're talking about, whatever we're thinking about, it's matching. The inside picture matches the outside picture. Whatever we're talking about, whatever we're thinking about, it's matching. So you maybe have heard me say once or twice or 1,000 times, the problem is not the problem. The problem is that I keep thinking and talking about the problem. So once you really hone in that whatever I'm thinking and talking about, my reticular activating system is matching, you realize that the problem isn't that you don't have a passion. The problem is that you keep talking and thinking about not having a passion. The problem isn't that you're stuck. The problem is that you think and talk about being stuck. The problem isn't that you're tired or lack of energy. It's that you keep thinking and talking about being tired or lack of energy or busy or a procrastinator or not having enough money flowing in or whatever it is. This is the core piece that is a must know, must understand issue when it comes to brain training. Must know, must understand method when it comes to brain training. I remember being interviewed and the interviewer was talking about somebody who was stuck in their business. They kept saying they were in a slump. And I was talking about brain training and finally the interviewer said something, well, you don't really expect me to tell people just to stop saying I'm in a slump to get them out of a slump. And I said, well, I can tell you for sure that if you keep saying I'm in a slump, I'm in a slump, I'm in a slump, you're going to be in a slump. So yes, I am telling you that. Think about it. Right now, if you sat down in a chair and you started saying, and I'm hesitant to even do it because I know the effect, but you started saying, God, I'm so tired. I'm just so tired. I really feel so tired. I'm so sleepy. I'm so sleepy right now. I'm so tired. You know, you couldn't do that for more than 60 seconds without literally wanting to go crawl in bed and go to sleep because your brain reacts to words. Your brain reacts to the things you think about and the things you talk about. Now I have to stop myself from yawning. On the other hand, if you start saying, I have so much energy, I feel so good, I feel so good, things are going so well, I'm doing so well, things are going so well, I have so much energy, I have so much energy, it's crazy, but I have so much energy, I love it, I can hardly hold myself back, I can't wait to get started. It is that simple. Don't you feel more energy as you listen to me saying those words? It's crazy that it's that simple, but it is. Your brain acts like a little matchmaker. Whatever you think about, whatever you talk about, it will react and take care of you and find the positive reaction physically, find the positive evidence outside of you, find the new ideas or the new opportunities, whatever you're thinking about, whatever you're talking about. So in the case of this person, the huge blockage that she says she has isn't that she can't find her passion. The huge blockage is talking about it. And it's not so huge. It's small. So what if you started saying something like, you know what? I get what Dana's saying. And I'm starting to find my passion. I'm starting to open up to the idea that I could. I'm starting to realize that this is just a small little bump in the road. This isn't a big deal. And I'll figure out what I love by just talking more and more about how I'm figuring out what I love. And I love that I can explore so many different things. And it's fun to go to school. And it's fun to know that my brain supports me. And I like thinking in my head. And I like the idea of having a passion. I like the idea of building a business around a passion. I like the idea of being a brain trainer. It's so nice to think that I can find a passion and that I can know that over time I will figure out how to make money with it. And I know that it doesn't have to take a long time. In fact, it could happen quickly. And I trust that my passion is coming on my radar right now and that I'm learning more and more about what my passion is. And it's so fun to think that my passion is right there in front of me, probably already right now, and that the idea is to follow my joy and look for signposts. And I'm getting signs all the time now that I'm finding my passion. I'm starting to get more and more signs for my passion. I'm starting to really realize what it is I like. And maybe those things that I like, that's my passion. I like that I'm finding more things of interest. I like that I'm finding time for the things I have that are of interest. I like knowing that the word passion just has to do with saying the word passion, and I start to feel it more and more. I'm feeling more passionate. I'm starting to feel more passionate. I'm feeling the shift towards more passion. I like being alive. I like living. I like finding things of interest and having the passion flow through me, and it's so good to feel passionate about things. I love feeling passionate about this existence. I mean, how crazy is this? Here we are on this planet, and we are conscious human beings walking around, talking to each other, having interest, exploring things in this glorious amusement park called Planet Earth. I mean, who couldn't be passionate when you think that that even happened, that I was born, that I exist, that this mucky muck exists, that we're conscious human beings walking around, exploring all of the different variety in this plane. Like, how can I not feel passionate knowing that this is just such an amazing, amazing world, that I can be conscious of my thoughts and that I can train my brain and that I can focus my mind and that I can think things that are positive and feel good in any given moment. I love that I have this as an opportunity. It feels so good to be a passionate human being. And I love that I'm sifting and sorting and finding all sorts of different things to be passionate about. Like, that's how you get passionate. You focus your mind. You talk about the things that you want, and if you can't be peel me off the ceiling excited, then talk about them gently, ever so gently. I'm shifting, I'm getting more passionate, things are getting better for me all the time. I'm finding my way. I'm finding my way, and I'm finding my way by training my brain today. And you are. Keep saying those mantras. Bye, everybody.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
I'm not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?